It's going to be a good conversation for Mr. McFadden. It's now 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is the hour in which we tend to get off the beaten path onto things that are a little bit more esoteric, shall we say. And so the case here for Guinness beer will be made.
Yeah.
Mark McGovern is going to join us from the folks at Guinness. This is something that attracts a great deal of attention, and Mr. McFadden likes Guinness. You choose Guinness when you are in pubs, or they call them pubs at home, when you go into a
we do the microbrew thing here. That's the popular thing here. So the local pub that I go to,
I always hear you talking about Guinness.
Yeah, well, I go for that darker beer, and black and tans, which you use Guinness for a lot of the time.
My favorite.
Is my beer of choice, a black and tan.
Yours too, Jennifer?
I do like a black and tan. I don't always get it, but I do like
it.
When I was in Ireland,
beer.
I drank a lot of black and tan.
Really? I don't see you drinking beer. I see you drinking wine, but I don't see you drinking beer.
I dabble in beer.
And I've been to dinner with you many times. I don't remember you ever ordering a beer. I remember plenty of glasses of wine.
Mm-hmm. Wine's a dinner thing. But if I'm going out to a pub, just relaxing, a beer is great.
Is it? All right, well, we're going to talk to the manager. His name is not Guinness, so he's in it for the money, sort of. He's got to work. If his name was Guinness, he wouldn't have to work at it.
I'm in it for the free beer, so everything's even here.
And in heaven, there is no beer. Remember that? So we can change that context here. Contextually, let's see, how do we do that? I'm going to work on a new chorus to that song as we meet
in
Mark.
In heaven, there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. When we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer.
Uh-huh.
And
if you're smart, you're going to be drinking Guinness.
She turns every conversation
everything
into a polka.
Everything is a polka. Right, exactly. Good day. Time is 9 past the hour.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
1, 2, 3.
Bear, 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 bear.
A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups to take, along came a man by the name of Charlie Munch, and he invented a wonderful drink that he made it out of hops.
Wait a minute, let's go back to 1759 instead of that. Where'd you get that recipe? That's new history, it's not old history.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
This I don't care when they invented it.
Arthur
so
Guinness, that was his name, right?
That's the one.
Arthur Guinness. Joining me now on Good Day is Mark McGovern, who comes to us from Guinness. And there's pictures all over the place. The other day I was in the... Is that the brew house? Where did I go?
Yeah, the Guinness storehouse, which is located in the heart of the St. James's Gate Brewery, which is what started, of course, in 1759 with Arthur Guinness.
Yeah, and he bought that land. It was a good supply of water, I guess, easy to get at. And what else was the reason? There were a lot, of course, that time there were farms all over the place, so they could bring the barley in.
Absolutely. So it was it would have been a very rundown brewery now when Arthur purchased it, but it had access to a water source, and he got a pretty good deal on the brewery because he actually signed it for 9,000 years, the lease.
Yeah, he got a lease that said, you can see Richie a copy of the lease.
Really?
For 9,000 years. And this guy, somebody gave him 750 quid, right? right? That was how I remember hearing that.
About 100 pounds, actually. 100. But 100 pounds, of course, back in the day was a lot of money. But he would have purchased a 4-acre site for 100 pounds, and then the agreement was 45 pounds per year for 9,000 years. So it was a pretty good deal for a city centre location.
And they're still paying the 45 pounds a year for it?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the situation is there in more recent years, but certainly for a long time they did pay, 45 pounds. It's an amazing plot of land, and it is 60 acres today, so it's grown a huge amount since then.
We can buy into that deal. Easily, in fact, right? So why is Guinness, and this is going to be sort of prejudicial, but I'm interested in, Richie, you actually could probably conduct this more intelligently than I, because I'm not a beer drinker.
Is Guinness is a stout. It's a nice, dark, hearty beer. And over there in, Ireland and Scotland and England, they've always liked the hearty beers, where we've kind of always drank the light beers, even though our beer originates from over there. So what's the difference? How do we get such a different beer history from you guys?
Yeah, I suppose with the dark beer, as I said, Guinness started in 1759, and it's, a taste that we developed over the years, and I suppose over the years it grew in popularity. But back originally when Arthur started brewing Guinness, he actually brewed ales as well. So it wasn't all stout or porter as it would have been known back then from the very beginning. So he would have also brewed ales, which would have been actually the more popular drink at the time. But it was only...
Ales were more popular than beer.
As a type of beer, they would have been very, very popular, but it was actually later on that really Arthur specifically went straight down the stout route completely. He moved away from ales and then focused everything, and obviously as time has gone on, that was a really good decision.
How do you know your market? How do you know, back in that era there wasn't marketing like there is today, but you try something, put it out there and see what's popular, and that's it? Was there any other competition around for beer production at that time?
Oh, there would have been a lot of competition, absolutely, but we have a archivist actually in the storehouse who knows a lot about what would have been the more popular at the time, but certainly Guinness grew in popularity, and they actually exported from very early days, so they actually would have been very successful because they started exporting very, very early. So it became very, very popular, and even places today like Africa, for example, are some of the biggest markets for Guinness around the world.
So
parts of Africa like Nigeria, for example, would be one of the largest markets in the world for
really?
Guinness. Yeah.
That is surprising. Isn't that surprising?
Yeah.
Because we exported so early.
What is the proper way to drink? I mean, over here in the States, obviously, we like our beer nice and cold. And I love a black and tan, but what is the proper way to drink a Guinness? What temperature?
I would say probably in and around kind of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius. I think that's about 44, 46 Fahrenheit.
That's
what we try and do, because actually at the Guinness Storehouse in Dublin, which is the home of Guinness where I work, that's what we try and do. We try and get people to understand how do you pour that perfect pint of Guinness, because it does have that very iconic appearance. You've got that lovely creamy head on the dark liquid, and there are 6 kind of steps to the perfect pint of Guinness that people do learn when they come to the Storehouse. It's about creating that beautiful visual effect and the approximately 2 minutes wait that's involved with having your pint of Guinness.
How long does it take to create a pint of Guinness from stem to stern, top to bottom?
They say approximately 119 and a half seconds, which is just under 2 minutes. So that's how long it takes, because you have to actually pour it in a two-step process.
No. To brew.
No, you certainly can't brew it in 2 minutes.
That was amazing.
To actually pour it, the process of pouring is 2 minutes. But to actually make the beer, I believe it's somewhere around 7 to 9 days. I'm not sure exactly. I'd have to get our master brewer to check it. There is a maturation process, but it's nothing like the, obviously things like whiskeys, and that would be much longer.
Right, aging it. You just need to kind of get the sugar out of it. So.
Yeah, and you have to mature it. Of course you do. There's a maturation process, but I'd have to check with our master brewer to see exactly how long.
So tell me about this pouring process. I didn't know about that. I mean, obviously, I know when you do a black and tan, it's very intricate to be able to layer them. But when you're just pouring a Guinness, how should we be pouring it?
Well, there's 6 steps, as we say. The first step would be, you obviously use a Guinness branded glass, because the Guinness glass is shaped, tulip-shaped, so it's perfect for creating the pour. The second thing is you hold your glass at about a 45-degree angle and keep the glass away from the nozzle. And then you pour the liquid, pulling the handle towards you, and you actually fill it.
Why does that make a difference?
Because, for the angle of the glass?
Yeah, but it's just
it makes a big difference.
It does actually, because you...
big, huge, foamy head where it's all just foam.
Yeah, Guinness is nitrogenated, so by giving it a smooth pour, it basically creates, what happens is when you leave the beer to settle for just under a couple of minutes, it actually gives time for the nitrogen gas to settle, and that's why you see that kind of surge effect in the plant.
So what did they use before nitrogen gas?
Well, obviously there would have been kind of carbonated, like there's an older form of Guinness which would be known as Guinness Extra Stout, which you see in the bottles, the kind of white label bottle, so it was more carbonated, but what Guinness Draft does is it gives a creamier head and a smoother taste. It's actually two purposes.
When you go into the Guinness the storehouse,
yeah,
there are bottles from way, way, way back. It was one of the great things on the wall. You can see bottles, hundreds of bottles, of how Guinness was presented at the various stages along the way. Did they originally sell it in bottles, and where the bottle, how did they make bottles back then?
Yeah.
In large, you know, these are, if you're going to sell a lot of it, you got to make it. I think glass blowing wasn't a fast process, was it?
I'm not that sure, to be honest with you.
Now you'll find out for the next guy.
Yeah, exactly. But no, yeah, you're right. A lot of it would have been bottled Guinness. Yeah. I'm not totally sure on that.
Okay, so Doug,
yes,
there are studies out there that claim that Guinness can be beneficial for the heart, and researchers say that there's a lot of antioxidant compounds.
Right.
Should we be drinking Guinness for our health?
No, we wouldn't. We wouldn't. We wouldn't be. We wouldn't be saying that. Actually, back in the day, historically, and you would have seen in Guinness advertising, you know, that there was, you know, messages like Guinness is good for you because it's, you know, they would have, you know, these were old advertising campaigns. We would not promote that anymore. But certainly Guinness, you know, like Guinness has approximately 196 calories, which would be, you know, it's not as heavy as people think.
That's
it is.
Yeah, for a dark beer.
Doctors recommend drinking Guinness beers.
So smoking Camel cigarettes.
Right. I have to ask you this question, because when I was just in Ireland, my grandfather ordered a Guinness in a pub, and he actually put just a sprinkle of salt in it. Is that something normal? He said that kind of, it makes it even better for him.
My uncle used to do that.
No, I haven't heard of that myself now, the salt. Yeah. I have never heard of that, but certainly no. Like Guinness is, you know, lovely taste, but no, we definitely wouldn't be recommending it.
No
for
salt.
Health benefits, no, we would not.
No health benefits. All right, but this is kind of cool, though, knowing about Guinness, which is one of the great exports and also one of the great domestic beers here. But domestic, you must sell a lot more offshore than you do drink than it's sold here.
Yeah, well, obviously Ireland would be a huge market for Guinness. But, yeah, we sell in approximately 150 countries. We sell about 10 million glasses of Guinness every day.
Is it shipped on 10 million glasses of Guinness?
10 million glasses of Guinness would be enjoyed every day.
Where else is it brewed beside here?
Approximately 45 countries.
Really?
Yeah.
So they brew it like Miller at home. They have Van Anheuser-Busch got a plant here and a plant there.
Well, you'll be glad to know that actually all of the Guinness for the U.S. actually is brewed here at St. James's Gate, because we actually brew at this brewery for all of Europe. Ireland, the UK, and the US. So
water's all good stuff.
Absolutely. So you get it. We call it straight from the gate.
So the boat ships it over.
Yeah.
How long does it take for it to get from there to here?
Can you hit me with some questions today that I don't know?
Facts, man.
But what I will say is we brew 3 million pints of Guinness per day at the St. James's Gate Brewery, where you would have been. So that's the production that we do. And yeah, you're very lucky that you're among those ones that do get the Guinness straight from here.
A lot of peeing going on there. All right. Mark McGovern, thank you, from Guinness. Everybody wants a beer.
Everybody
will drink to that. Beer, beer, beer. Mark, thanks.
Thanks.
21 after on Good Day.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Chuck is in Seattle. Yeah. Hi, Chuck.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful greeting, Chuck.
I walked on Edward G. Robinson's
story. Hold on now. I got to shut my radio down.
Well, wait. I'm going to do my Edward G. Robinson impersonation while you're gone.
Yeah, so the radio is all the way across the room. See?
One radio for you, two for me.
How you doing there?
We're doing well. How you doing, see?
Perfect.
Yeah, great.
Well,
see, Chuck. What's the answer, see, Chuck? To the question, see?
Condoms, for crying out loud.
Condoms, yeah, that's right,
that.
See? Condoms. Everybody
condoms.
Need a condom.
Hey, Doug, is it condom, see?
Beg your pardon?
See?
Hey, Doug.
You know who else can do?
No.
Edward G. Robinson. Do Edward G. Robinson for him, Goober. Listen to this, Andy. Go on, Goob. Edward G. Robinson.
Okay, you guys. Come on, you guys. All right, you guys. Beat it, you guys.
Join the party. Doug Stephens today.
Three minutes after the hour, Doug Stephan in Ireland. One of our listeners says to look up Keith Cranston, who's listening on DougStephan.com. Cranston Landscape Services in Tyndale Park in Lisburn. Wherever Lisburn is. Anybody here know where Lisburn is? Where's Lisburn? It's Northern Ireland? All right, okay, Northern Ireland, listening to DougStephan.com. Very cool, that's nice, thank you. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Rich and Jennifer and I are here figuring out, what are you laughing at?
Roberta. Roberta's on a mission today. Hi, Roberta.
She is.
Hi, Doug. Hi, Rich.
Oh, hi, Roberta. Why are you on the phone and not on your regular broadcast line?
Let's do a number on Time Warner, just for fun.
Exactly, because for the last month, Time Warner Cable, the internet connection has been completely unstable. I have called numerous times. They've had technicians here, and they have given me such a go-round of BS you cannot imagine.
You're in New York City, and for last week, for 3 days, you didn't have any internet service. Is that correct?
That is correct. And to top it off, they said to me today, well, we could possibly get a technician out to you between the hours of 9 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Right.
Like,
really? Do you a big favor.
I'll just sit around all day and wait.
Right. You're
well,
not the only
want
one,
you
Roberta.
Do.
You
that's
know who else is having trouble? You know who else is having trouble in New York?
Who?
I'm sorry,
Patrick,
Jennifer?
Patrick Stewart also had big trouble with Time Warner Cable in New York, so much so that he actually canceled his whole installation and he went with somebody else.
Good.
Really?
Well, yep.
That's the way to do that
on
stuff.
Twitter.
Wow.
Well, I tell you, I called up Verizon Fios, and, you know, they're not in the neighborhood yet. They say possibly within the next couple of months. And believe me, the minute that I'm informed that they're here, I am dumping Time Warner Cable.
It really is amazing that under the circumstances, these companies get away with what they get away with. They influence politicians, so there's no regulatory enforcement of anything. You know, once in a while you get a class action suit, and maybe the people that are involved get 30 cents on the dollar for
right.
whatever their inconvenience is.
I will tell
it's
you.
It's all window dressing. It's all BS. It's more typical. These people that work for these companies get into the federal bureaucracy, and they stay there, and they feather their own nest, and then they go back after they've done what they want to do to fix whatever their quote-unquote problem is, and then it goes on, on and on and on and on and on.
We used to have, we had Cox and Comcast here in Northern Virginia, and I hated both of them. And then we got Fios, and they install all new wiring and hardware for that.
Mm-hmm.
I have not had to call them one time for technical service since we've had the service in the last 4 or 5 years. So, yeah, if you get it, go with it. Because the cable, when they say it's dead, they buried it, it's true.
I had Fios on the farm, and I don't have great luck with it. We had an outage last week, and it came from some problem they have down the line. It wasn't me, but they have a line that goes across my from my house to the streets, 1,100 feet. The driveway is 1,400 feet. So they put a power source, a booster, in the middle of it, and
yes.
They put it in a place where the cows could. They put a plastic cover over, but one of the cows put his foot on it, broke into it. That's what happened to my fire.
They didn't bury it deep enough.
No, they didn't bury it deep enough. 28 after on good day.
Yeah, that's funny.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Geico says, let's make life simpler. You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Stephen, good day program. My continuing participation, courtesy of the folks in Ireland who want you to discover Ireland, and so we'll spend some time talking about some of the other reasons that you will have a good time if you come over here. For a good time, call Ireland. That's what ought to be in all of the signs everywhere.
I saw their phone number on the bathroom time, stall at this restaurant I was at last
time,
night.
For a good time, call Ireland. And if you haven't got any, you have no sense of direction, just head east. Right? Get in a boat and head east. You're going to hit here probably first. No such thing as no chance in life. Don't think about the things that you can't do. Think about the things that you can do. I think that that's pretty applicable to what's going on here in Ireland. You find more and more of these stories, Richie, of people who have started businesses. And maybe Guinness is a good example of that. But there's an entrepreneurial spirit here, even though this country is on the surface, at least what you read about it, you think maybe they're somewhat socialistic because the government's involved in lots of different things. But there still are a lot of accommodations for small businesses, or at least that's the way it looks.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of mom-and-pop businesses there.
Yeah, right, exactly.
More than the chain.
And their IT boom was a boom, and unfortunately it's softened up quite a bit, but they had a big boom.
Well, I think that there are still a lot of people that are employed, as we were learning, where the folks who live sort of north and east of town, there's a community that's very wealthy there. I can't remember what the name of it is, but at any rate, yeah, there are suburbs here, like there are suburbs around New York, Westchester County, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, we're learning about life here in Ireland and why it's kind of a fun place to be. Here's something else that we have, I guess, taught you in a manner of speaking. When I say we, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and I have been talking about various supplements that work for you over the course of the last few years, and here's one that comes to mind for those of you who are not doing well when it comes to joint pain, and you've tried a lot of things. Maybe you've got the shots. Maybe you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin. You've done things, but you can't seem to run away, literally and figuratively, from the pain. So here's the latest suggestion, and one that works, because this actually makes a lot of sense. Ultra Joint is the new product imported by Solana Health. These folks have brought you Cardiol. We all know how well that works. So glucosamine doesn't work for you anymore, then you need to try Ultra Joint. Ultra Joint has a great combination of lots of different ingredients. They reduce your inflammation. They reduce your pain. The ingredients that you will be taking are vitamins and minerals and herbs and something that comes out of an eggshell, the
membrane around the inside, that little white business on the inside of an egg. You never thought it was good for anything, but it's good for this. Anti-inflammatories are all through UltraJoint. I've been using it. Roberta's been using it. A lot of people that I know are using it. And you can try a two-week course of this free. UltraJoint, safe, registered, and they want you to see how it works. They're so confident it'll work for you. They'll give you a free two-week trial. Call this number right now. You ready? 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. You get the free trial. You'll pay a little shipping and handling. That's it. 888-809-6424. You don't have to live with joint pain. Order UltraJoint now. Free. 888-809-6424.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
For the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, we are featuring our Irish connection. DiscoverIreland.com/the gathering. A good place for you to get information about what's going on here. All of next year is devoted to bringing in folks from all around the world, whether you're Americans, whether you're Russians. Can't be too many Irish in Russia, though.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Really? Helen McDade is with the Tourism Development Office called, how do you pronounce that in Irish? That's this Gaelic, right?
Falta Ireland.
Falta Ireland. That's
Falta.
Gaelic. Falta.
Yeah, close.
Falta. Falta.
Falta.
Not Falta.
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 Oh no!
Isn't it?
That's bit on us.
You know, it's one thing when he goes to a Middle Eastern country or South America or something like that, but when he goes to an English speaking country and he can't speak their language, we know we're in trouble. Oh,
there's a little twist.
That can be a hard one, though. In fairness,
can be right. Exactly. All right. So under the circumstances, all of the various reasons we've gone through to be, because we've been in Dublin, we sort of focused on Dublin. But there are tour buses that come to the major cities, Shannon and
Absolutely.
Dublin and
yeah.
Belfast, and they take people all over mm-hmm. the country. So what's a good tour? What is? I mean, the problem with Americans is, and maybe people from all around the world, they take the general run-of-the-mill, okay, I'm getting on this bus here and I'm going, I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah.
So there's got to be an inside. There's got to be some guy named Fred who does, or Kieran or Ronan, who do great tours that people can get, if they can get a hold of them, they can really get to the nooks and crannies
nooks
of Ireland.
And I guess, to me, the one of the nooks and crannies of Ireland is to be in Ireland, you just need to be. If you're kind of moving all the time, you just kind of need to be.
I'm not very good at being, though. I'm a mover.
He's horrible at being.
I'm not really good at being.
Yeah.
I need to move.
We could keep you entertained. You can move, but you sometimes kind of just need to sit and soak it up and take the time to chat and go and talk to people and potter. Do you ever potter?
I putter, but I don't potter.
Okay, then you need to learn to potter.
My
if you
puttering...
can't be, you can potter.
Really?
Yeah.
One of the things that I have taken a great note of being here, and I have in England as well, I think I've actually done this in many places I've been, and I'm just now thinking about it, going to cemeteries and seeing. I was in a cemetery the other day, and it really, there were several reasons for us stopping there, not the least of which is it was an old cemetery with an old tower. So when the Vikings came, or whoever it was that was invading, they put all the important things that were from this church into this tower. And they take up the gate, so they couldn't. They had a rise.
Yeah, this Vikings.
So you know, you see that, and you see how these buildings were built. Actually, this particular cemetery had people buried in it. 1,000 years ago, last week.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I don't see at home, although maybe it's done, Richie or Jennifer, you may bring me up to date on this. In England and here, I've noted that people who die, they put their picture actually up on the stone.
Really?
Yeah.
We did that for my grandparents, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, some of them do that, actually.
Yeah, there was a young girl who had died, and her picture was there, and a man, 53. And I remembered it from England, but I don't see it anywhere else. So there are people who do go around. My former wife, God love her, used to take it's not a sketching pad, but she used to do
tracings
around all
the
these.
Yeah.
And she'd go to all
what
of the
she
old...
What did she do with them all?
I don't have the slightest idea. She passed away last year, and God knows where they're probably stuck someplace in a box. But she would go and take the children and teach them how to do these rubbings, and they would learn about the history of an area from looking at the rubbings that came from the cemetery, which when you think about it, that's... So do you have a cemetery tour?
I'm not sure about that one, but it could
be
arranged.
That's an idea. I can start my own business. Cemetery tours of Ireland.
That might be a niche market, I'm thinking.
Yeah. No, but a lot of people who have the heritage, all this genealogy stuff, they want to go, okay, where's my Aunt Mildred or whatever her name is? Where's she buried?
Yeah. And there's a lot, too, on Christian heritage and what you were talking about, like kind of all the churches and the graveyards, and particularly down the East Coast, would do a lot around the whole Christian heritage.
Right.
And all the churches, and like there's some fantastic sites out there. And I mean, that's a kind of great way to kind of explore, I guess, the lesser explored parts of the country as well. So it's a good way to kind of, I guess people use that phrase, real Ireland. To me, it's all real Ireland, but it's something a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great now because we have the roads and everything are
The roads are great now.
The roads
Although
are great.
There are, when we went up to this, I'm trying to remember, we were coming back from Belfast, and off of the M1, we went into this little village, and I was happy, actually, to see the little narrow road.
Mm.
I can remember driving on those when I was much younger in England, and meeting buses and trucks, and you think there's no place for you to go, but you can get out of the way. They can figure out how to get around you, and so that the old Heath Roads, I think they were called.
Bog roads.
Yeah.
Well, they're not too far off the motorway. If you go off the motorway, it won't take you long to
find them. That's what people love, the charm, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you can see there are a lot of dairy farms around here.
Yes.
A lot of sheep herds are around with shepherds with the sheep.
Yeah.
And they used to be more on the road, kind of. Now they're a little more contained. But you can see a lot of that.
Well, you can. And then this time of the year, there's lots and lots and lots and lots of tractors, which if you're not in a rush, is great. And it's very sweet and very cute. But if you're trying to get somewhere...
I'm a dairy farmer.
Oh, are you?
Okay,
great.
So I'm on the road all the time with tractors.
So
and I live on a narrow... narrow old country road, and it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Except there's way too many people, way too many cars. They always want to drive you off the road.
Yeah.
But over here, they have patience.
Well, they do. And we actually have, it's a very well-mannered system, really. It's like the minute there's a space, the tractors will pull in and let the cars pass.
Right.
So it actually works. You just kind of go with it.
Yeah. I think I'm going to send over some of the hats that I have developed back in America that say, I farm, you eat. And you put them out so that people who are not aware.
You know, that's a good idea, because I'm on the food end of things. So that would be a great thing to make sure people are connecting the farming to what they're eating whenever they go out.
So are there farm tours also?
There are some farm tours. There's actually a few different farms are open. Some are open for like kind of children's activities. There's a great one in Dublin. Actually, it's a city centre farm in Dublin.
Really?
Yeah. It's actually being renovated at the minute, but I can't remember the acreage.
In the city. That's really amazing.
It's actually out near Dundrum Shopping Centre. It's called Airfield Farm.
Really?
Yeah, and they have all of their own livestock, and it's an amazing place.
Well, even here, I would think that the children have been divorced, although there's more people farming than there are back in the States. Children are divorced from the reality where food comes from. So, as this is an international, the local board movement is now an international movement.
Yeah.
Here and pretty much everywhere else, people want to be connected with the food, and because they know what kind of garbage they get from most sources.
Yeah, and actually that's one of the things, because of the recession the last couple of years, people are much more conscious of Irish produce and what is Irish, and they're much more appreciative and recognise the quality, not just of the product itself, but even the kind of the cuisine in the restaurants and what they can get like kind of in restaurants and bars here, and just the flavours and how it's produced. It's actually a much better quality than they would previously have thought. Oh, Irish food's no good, and it's not. And I think the recession has really made people realise that.
Yeah. Well, the food is an attraction. Just the general ambiance that's here. I think that's what people need to keep in their mind. All right, very nice to have this chat with you. Helen McDade from Tourism Development, Fulcher. How can you Fulcher for saying it that way? I call it Fulcher.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah, she will. All right, very nice to have you here, Helen. Take good care. And people who are, again, interested in what's going on this next year, discoverireland.com/thegathering. Discover Ireland. It's 11 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2 Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2 Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2 Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2 Tech, Stocksable RVPL, is an equal opportunity employer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Uh-huh.
so you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Having a good day program with a focus now on your dental health and well-being. Dr. Martin Ginniger has been a dental university professor, a leading oral health researcher at some of the world's largest companies. He knows that your beautiful smile speaks a thousand words and creates that wonderful lasting impression that we all like. And this knowledge has inspired him to create a product that we've been talking about on the air for the past month or so. And that product is Power Swabs. Dr. Ginniger, good to have you on. Good day. I guess the wonder here all people have, they have a lot of promotional things. You see television ads all the time for whitening toothpastes, that sort of thing. How do they work, or do they?
Well, first of all, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me. Talking about whitening toothpaste, I think your audience would be very surprised to find out, actually, that there's really isn't any whitening ingredient in whitening toothpaste. Really, yesterday's tartar control toothpaste is today's whitening toothpaste.
Really?
All that's really done with whitening toothpaste typically is we switch out the abrasive system from kind of a medium grit sandpaper, and we we use a finer grit of sand within the toothpaste, and that's what makes it a whitening toothpaste, with the hopes of polishing your teeth.
Yeah.
Finding your sand.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the problem as presented here. You get older, you look a little older, yellow teeth. I've said on the air that it appears that coffee, tea, smoking, what you eat, does that impact? Really, was I right when I said that sort of is what causes it?
A lot of it is caused by what you eat, coffee, smoking, all that does impact. But also, the fact that you're using this very abrasive toothpaste does impact as well, wears away the enamel. And underneath, people would be surprised to know that right underneath their translucent white enamel is yellow dentin. So as time goes by using these abrasive toothpaste, the enamel is worn away, and you see more of the underlying yellow dentin. So it's a combination.
I tried these trays. I got one of those things, the kits that you stick. It's kind of like when you make an impression of your teeth at the dentist. You stick it up there and you leave it there for an hour. Horrible taste, and I'm not sure it did anything. What's in that stuff?
Well, what's in that stuff is a very thick gel with bleach. And the problem with all the products that are on the market today is that they're in this thick gel, and this thick gel draws water out of the teeth, and that's what causes the sensitivity reaction, and they only contain bleach. So, and bleach, your audience would be surprised to find out, bleach has no ability actually to remove any stain. Bleach can only lighten stain on its own.
And it can't be good for you. I mean, putting bleach in your mouth, how's that good for you?
Well, hopefully you're not swallowing too much of it because it isn't exactly the healthiest.
All right, we're having a conversation with Dr. Martin Ginniger, who put together these power swabs. So what's in the compound, or maybe more importantly, how do you get it to work? It's 2 minutes on your teeth, 5 minutes you got white teeth. How's that happen?
Well, in 5 minutes you do begin to see a noticeable difference. You will see approximately a 2-shade difference within 5 minutes, and you continue to use the product for 7 days, you'll see a terrific result. The reason why power swabs work so wonderfully, and believe me, it took a lot of time for me to figure this out, is number one, it is a swab. So the very fact that you're actually rubbing something onto your teeth instead of just letting it lay there in a tray or a strip, that makes a huge difference. Think about if you put like soap on your hand and you just let it lay there as opposed to rubbing it together, your hands together, that's why it works. Or a washing machine that has an agitator, you just don't let it just sit there. You need some action to make things work. And the big difference in power swabs is that it contains these vegetable-based detergents, and these detergents work with the slight amount of bleach that we put in there to help lift the stains off. That's how the whole rest of the world whitens things. Think of your laundry again. You put your laundry into the washing machine. You just don't use bleach alone. If you did use bleach alone, it wouldn't be very effective. It would take a very long time. But the fact that you're using detergents plus bleach, you know, adding those detergents in, only detergents have the ability to actually lift off stains. Again, bleach alone has no ability to remove stains. It just slightly lightens stains over time. So you really need that combination.
It's a very interesting combination. A vegetable-based detergent to remove the stains off your teeth. So if you're interested in trying this product out, you got the option of using power swabs, the only whitening system that uses this patented vegetable detergent to remove the stains off your teeth. So they stay white longer, perfect for your teeth. Best part about power swabs, it works in 5 minutes. Call now for your risk-free supply, 800-865-7602. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Power swabs, risk-free, 800-865-7602. Use it on anything. Caps, crowns, veneers, 800-865-7602. Thank you, Dr. Martin Ginniger, the inventor of power swabs.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a 7-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.